Good afternoon, Family First. This is Robin speaking.
Hi, good afternoon. This is my nanny. I'm coordinator for Keystone First. I am calling you on this, Teresa Torres.
Yes.
The reason of my call is because caregiver report to us that she didn't get paid from January 19th to January 24th. I do know and I do understand that the last day of services that Ms. Torres received with you was January 25th, but on the 24th, she was admitted to the hospital due to a stroke.
You said who didn't get paid?
The caregiver. There's a caregiver that reported that she's missing 84-hour payments for the week of January 19th to January 24th.
I need to know what caregiver. There was three of them on that case. So
the name of the caregiver is Juana Figueroa.
Okay. So with Juana, as you know, what happened with that case, about the potential fraud that was going on with that case, that got reported. Juana was told that she was required to come into the office with her phone so we could link the app to her phone, directly to her phone, in order for her to clock in and out.
Okay.
She didn't come in the next day and was told by
Okay, well, what was that? Told me that? What day was it that you...
Give me 1 second, I can tell you right now. Okay, I told her 1/20/26.
Okay, so what we saw on the HHA for January 19th, she did that she did clock in for a shift of 11 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay, so like I was explaining to you, Wanda is the daughter of the client, has access to all of the numbers and all of the pins for all of the caregivers that's working. So the reason for us telling her to come in and lock in the app on her phone was because she was clocking in any caregiver that she wanted. Okay, so all the clocks that she had came from the house phone. Her requirement was for her to come in and clock in through the app only, and she ignored it. Also, Wanda told her to not come in, that she does not need to come in to do that, and therefore, none of the days that she allegedly clocked in were registered.
Okay, so, but we noticed that you guys billed for January 19th, but she didn't get paid for those hours. So if she...
I can tell you right now, she got... Give me 1 second. Okay, we billed for those hours, and she did get paid for the hour for that day. That's the only day that she got paid for.
Okay.
She got paid for 11 hours that day.
Okay.
So moving from the 20th forward, that's when we did not link none of her.
From the 20th to the 24th, that's when you guys didn't pay her, right?
From the 20th moving forward to the last day of service, yes.
Okay.
due to her not coming in to link her app as required for her to clock in. And even when I spoke to her on the phone and told her that, she told me, oh, I know you told me to come in, but I didn't. I still worked. I still worked. I said, that's not, you're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm telling you that. I told you that it's required for you to come in. If not, you will be off the schedule and you won't be able to clock in. And nothing after that will be registered because this is the requirement that the agency is asking for you to do. And you don't want to do it because you don't want to do it and because you were told not to do it as well.
Okay. As you know, there's a investigation up into this incident and you showing up to participants' house and being aggressive there.
I was not aggressive.
Well, I don't know the final or the outcome of the investigation, but there is an investigation up, and I will provide the information that you just gave it to me. If I do miss any other information, I will get back to you. Do you have any direct number?
Did they tell you? Did they tell you why I went over there?
Yes, I do have all the information. So, do you have any direct number that I can just reach back to you if I do miss anything else?
Yes, 267.
Okay.
551.
Mhm.
7404.
Okay. And your name again?
Robin. R-O-B-I-N.
Okay, Robin. Okay. I will send this back to my supervisor and see what they said. And if anything else, I will just get back to you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.